No doubt you've been wondering about staying with Java or moving beyond Java on the Java Virtual Machine platform. So the case for Java. Java is the lingua franca of the JVM platform. It is the mother language. You know, we're going to get lovely small language changes in Java SE 7 in 2011. And in 2012, we're going to get Lambda functions and function literals, and that would be fantastic. Java will change, and it will still be around in the year 2020. It's work-related, and it's safe. It's risk-averse. Businesses and website owners love it. You're always going to have this market of finding a Java developer, a designer, or an architect. You can still get certifications in Java. And new learners are learning it, the programming language Java, in university and college. Old learners will stick with the platform. It's their choice. You know, some of the benefits of other JVM languages would sometimes make their way into the Java programming language ecosystem. It won't be syntactical, but it will probably appear as frameworks. I can think of Akka, the framework for writing actors, being it is available in Java as well as Scala. You can write your actors now in Java. And then there's the whole native programming Java-like approach, which I would call annotate or annotate as Java for performance. You know, there are still systems written in legacy C and C++ systems just for performance. And, you know, you could find yourself writing Java just like you do writing C and C++. And so now, beyond Java, on the JVM. And, you know, forget what I say. Forget what Neil Ford and Ted Neward and other external luminaries. We are forces trying to tell you why we have moved beyond Java. For me, it's the continuous learning. It's the reduction of boilerplate. And of course, that's an important issue. Writing less code, being exact in what you are programming. For example, JavaFX script has this notion of declarative programming, and you can declare a whole user interface with less lines of code than you could write in Swing. Amazing. It's the whole approach. It's the ease of development. Some languages support dynamic typing. So if you really like your rapid application development, then have a look at Groovy. And of course, the frameworks Grails and Griffin. They're great. The scripting language approach is also crucial. You no longer have to declare a class, a public, and a static main method. You can just start writing code. Hit the button that runs execute and execute your script, and you're away. Almost all languages, alternative JVM languages, have the idea of function types as first-class citizens, closures. You get closures right now. You don't have to wait for Lambda functions or expressions in SE8. There are closures, and then you can write control abstractions. Control abstractions are ways of extending the underlying alternative JVM language. There's sometimes better support for concurrency models, like, for example, parallel algorithms, actors, and software transactional memories in some of the other languages. You get better simple ways of writing abstract data types, like case classes in Scala. You can write immutable objects using a single annotation in Groovy. There's the whole functional approach or object functional approach. If the language supports closures, it probably might support functions, and you get higher order functions. So really, it's the choices there. It's in the movement of the general herd. It's really staying up to date and getting good. And you have the decision then to, are you at the front of the herd? Or are you in the middle of the herd, or are you behind? This decision is really yours in 2011, and I hope this makes it clearer.